County Commissioners Sally Green and Earl McKee are the two who spearheaded this discussion that led to last night's vote. And both Commissioner Green and Commissioner McKee join us here now in the studio to talk about it. Thank you for coming this early in the morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You're welcome.
I'm doing excellent this morning. Very good news and appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So tell us, first of all, about the plan in general. That was the 10-second summary, but what should folks know about the details?
The county issued an RFP to seek a private ISP provider to help to deliver fiber to the home to approximately 5,200 homes in rural Orange County that are either have no internet or very poor internet. And the bottom line is what we got was a provider who is willing to comply with all of our requests and is eager to be in the Orange County market, and so they are going to expend their own resources to serve, as you mentioned, this higher number, 9,800, close to 10,000 homes that they've identified. And North State Communications is a really interesting partner. They're based in High Point. They're now combined with a company in Virginia, and they do seem to specialize in these non-urban markets. And they are already moving into Alamance County and a little bit of Orange County that is Mebane. So it really seems like a great partnership.
And logistically, broadband extension into like rural parts of Orange County or outside a dense urban area can be very difficult to make cost effective, right? That's been part of the challenge.
It is, yeah. Because you're usually the providers want a certain number of homes per mile. And if that density is not there, they would bypass it. They would just simply not. It's interesting because it's not cost effective. It does not pay for them, and they are they're a business. They have to have a rationale from their business model to do that. So this program will run about 600 plus miles of fiber all throughout the county. There's a map that people can check out. There's actually a list of addresses that will be touched. And so this will be life-changing for a lot of people. The original impetus for moving forward with this, the idea, was because of the children and the school children and virtual learning. Mm-hmm. And the questionable results of the virtual learning experience as we got started with it, and then quickly transformed into, this is not something nice to have, this is not something we need, this is something that is actually critical because of the people that work from home, ordering from home for life, everything from clothing to food, and the experience that we now have with being so dependent on these the broadband, so dependent on remote, and that it's become a life experience. So the government is not going to move forward with it like electrification in the 30s. It's not going to move forward like the phone service providers did in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And so it became a matter of, if we don't do it, who will?
Yeah.
One of the inequities, Aaron, that we discovered in the process, or at least was new to me, is that there are large lot subdivisions within rural Orange County who have perfectly wonderful broadband service, but that's because their developer negotiated it with the company. And so you can have a neighborhood of very expensive homes that's got fast internet, and right down the road you've got people who've lived there in their home for 50 years and they don't. And and it's not that you don't have internet. One of the things we heard over and over was families who, if the children were on, or if one child was online doing homework, the parent couldn't be online doing a Zoom meeting. Or two parents, one would have to go, if they had meetings at the same time, one would have to go, I don't know, to McDonald's or somewhere else to be online. So we really came to understand in a very visceral way what a problem this was.
And Orange County is limited in what it can do as a government, right? From
absolutely.
For state regulations.
We
right?
are
absolutely.
Limited by a law passed by the legislature years ago mm-hmm. that limits our ability to actually act as a provider.
Mm-hmm. So it's famously Wilson, North Carolina, got in under the gun on that, and so all of their county is served by an enterprise organization of the city of Wilson, but the cable companies looked at that and decided that was not good for them. So, but then what resulted is, Earl was saying, there's no, they don't have any market incentive to go into the rural areas. So what we did is, I think Earl would agree, turned out to be a really important thing, is from the get-go in this process, we said, we've got COVID relief money, we've got ARPA money, we're putting $5 million on the table. So that was on the table when we issued the RFP, and I do believe that had a lot to do with getting bidders. And so we ended up doubling that to make the contract work, but essentially we are leveraging $10 million to gain an additional $35 million for a total of $45 million investment in Orange County in fiber to the home.
Yeah, and it's carefully tailored to make sure that we comply not only with the needs of our residents, but also to comply with that state law.
Exactly.
That is still in effect. And
yep.
By doing it in the method we're doing, we comply with that.
Speaking with County Commissioners Earl McKee and Sally Green, talking about the vote last night to approve a development agreement with North State Communications, extending broadband service to a lot of folks in rural Orange County over the next couple of years, right? What happens next now that this has been approved?
Okay, so I did ask them last night, you know, obviously it's going to be staggered, but how will they think about that staggering? And they do intend to focus on the areas that we wanted them to focus on first. And they talked about something technical, a radius of like 400. They have these devices that connect 400 units at a time, and so they talked about, I mean, that's not all sketched out. They have to do their engineering work to do that, but they will start with the areas that we identified first, and they will have to do it by the end of 2024, because that's one of the strings attached to the federal monies. It has to be spent by then.
Right.
Also, we have backloaded our payments to them so that they get $1 million now. They get $3 million?
They get $3 million after they hook up.
3,000.
I think about 3,000, yeah. $6 million when they finish.
So. Right. So they've got every incentive to move quickly, and it does seem almost an impossibly aggressive schedule, given what we know about, you know, digging up through the ground to put in fiber. But they've proven in neighboring areas that they mean business and that they can do this.
And in the contract, it does lay out specific parameters of it. How many homes will be hooked up in a time frame?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a specific parameters as to how they have to move forward, not only with the payment but also with the progress of the work. And if they're not meeting that, because our payment is set up on pay for performance,
mm-hmm.
it does give us some leverage to make sure that we move forward in a timely fashion. And as Commissioner Green mentioned, this money had to be allocated by a certain date. It has to be spent by a certain date. So we're moving forward with that.
Speaking with County Commissioners Earl McKee and Sally Green, got to wrap up. Anything else that folks need to know about the vote last night or this project going forward?
Yeah, I'd like to mention, Earl already mentioned that online you can find, in fact, if you go to orangecounty.gov/service-sites, S-I-T-E-S, you can see if your address is on there. But if your address is not on there and you think it should be, there is a map that, Earl, I couldn't find it readily on the website this morning, but I'm going to, let's make sure that it's in the announcement that goes
right out.
There's a reference, there will be a county map in which an area shaded in blue is the service area. And if your address, if you live in that area shaded in blue and you don't see your address, then you still are eligible for service and you should just contact the county and find out about that. So
the only thing I would add to this is this entire system is built for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 up, 100 down, but your more higher level program, more higher level packages will get you up to gigabyte speed. So I think this will work. It's more reliable. It's more long-term than the wireless solution would have been, although we're continuing to look at wireless as we need it. But the whole idea for the task force, we struggle with this. Do we go with what we know, or do we actually go for a system that will work 20, 30, 50 years out from now? So we decided we'd go for the long-term system.
OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website. OrangeCountyNC.gov/service sites. Is that the
yes.
Go there and find and check out that map and see if you're on it. County Commissioners Earl McKee and Sally Green, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.